The Niagara Falls riding, which includes Niagara-on-the-Lake and Fort Erie, now has 7 candidates listed on the Elections Ontario website as running in the provincial election called for February 27 by Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford. The candidates include Independent Jody Burdett, Gary DeMelle of the New Blue Party, NDP Wayne Gates, the incumbent, Liberal Schifoli Capper, PC Party Representative Ruth Ann Noesteague, Andrew Soyford of the Ontario Party, and Green Party member Celia Taylor. Wayne Gates, NDP incumbent. NDP incumbent Wayne Gates was officially nominated in December, anticipating an early election call, although at that time the date was still in question. He was a Niagara Falls city councillor when he ran in a 2014 by-election after Liberal Kim Crater resigned, and has served 3 full terms since. Before going into politics, he was the president of Unifor 199 for more than a decade, and also was involved in extensive volunteer work, including serving as campaign chair for the United Way. He occasionally speaks publicly of the hardships his family suffered when he was growing up as his motivation for helping others, and has focused in his role as opposition and as a candidate on the need of improved health care, including keeping urgent care centers open, seeing the new Niagara Falls Hospital open and fully staffed, and attracting more doctors to the region. He is also campaigning on protecting and improving education in Niagara and Ontario, affordable housing, and in the wake of U.S. tariffs, buy local, buy Canadian. Ruth Ann Noesteague, PC Party. Soon after the early election date was announced last month, Ruth Ann Noesteague emerged as the candidate for the PC Party in the Niagara Falls riding. In response to requests to talk to the local, she has provided a photo and an email, saying she is honored and grateful to be appointed as the candidate, and that she looks forward to serving the people of Niagara Falls. As a longtime resident and business owner in our community, I am committed to representing the interests of our residents. She promises to be a dedicated and accessible representative, eager to contribute to the government's vision for a stronger, more prosperous Ontario, and to work tirelessly on the issues that matter most to our community. A Niagara Falls City Councillor, as well as a funeral director and owner of Patterson Funeral Home, her website says, Ruth Ann will work to keep taxes low, improve health care, and invest in local businesses to build a stronger, more prosperous Niagara Falls. Schifoli Capper, Liberal Party. The Niagara Falls Provincial Liberal Association announced Schifoli Capper as their candidate for the riding. Capper is the founder and director of TDOT Immigration Services. Her website says she specializes in providing expert immigration assistance for those seeking to study, work, or live in Canada. She does not live in Niagara. She's a Toronto resident, described on her website as dedicated to creating a Niagara Falls where opportunity, healthcare, and prosperity are within reach for every family. With unwavering leadership, I will fight for an inclusive, thriving community that empowers all to succeed. She believes in the power of community, opportunity, and inclusivity, the Liberal Party website says, and has experienced firsthand how hard work and determination can build a better life. After earning her degree in electrical engineering and becoming a successful small business owner and regulated Canadian immigration consultant, Schifoli knows what it takes to thrive in this great province. For over 12 years, she has worked tirelessly to help people, especially newcomers, integrate into the Canadian economy, and now she's ready to bring that passion and dedication to Queen's Park. Celia Taylor, Green Party. Celia Taylor has joined the contest representing the Green Party, Jody Burdett is running as an independent, Gary DeMelle is registered as a candidate for the New Blue Party. Andrew Soyford is the candidate for the Ontario Party. Taylor is a Niagara Falls businesswoman, the owner of PDH Legal Information, a service providing accessible legal information across all areas of law to the public. A passionate community advocate, legal professional, and dedicated environmentalist, the Green Party website says, Taylor is committed to making a positive impact in Niagara. She cannot speak to the local, having explained that the role she signed up for as a candidate means she won't be door-to-door canvassing or talking to the media. However, the Green Party website says that her education has equipped her with a solid foundation in governance, policy analysis, and social justice. She is passionate about preserving the region's natural environment and dedicated to safeguarding Niagara's waterways, agricultural lands, and green spaces, and is a strong advocate for policies that tackle climate change, promote community well-being, and support a green economy. Jody Burdett, independent. Jody Burdett is running as an independent candidate. I was born in St. Catharines, raised in Thorold, Thorold South, and Chippewa, and eventually made Niagara Falls my home. Now in my late 50s, I've enjoyed a life filled with varied experiences, he says on his website. Though my mother passed away when I was young, my retired father now lives in St. David's. He has been the owner of Niagara Tinting in downtown Niagara Falls for almost 30 years, and ran for city council in Niagara Falls in the 2022 election. Although he wasn't elected, my commitment to our community remained unwavering. He has established what he calls an opposition shadow cabinet, and has consistently championed the needs and priorities of our community. I understand the challenges faced by everyday people because I live them myself, he goes on to say on his website, and is committed to changing the status quo. While fulfilling my duties to the province as a whole, I will always prioritize the needs and interests of our local community in every decision I make. My goal is to improve the quality of life for my constituents. Gary DeMelle, New Blue Party. Gary DeMelle is listed as the Niagara Falls riding candidate for the New Blue Party. It vows to stop woke activism by eliminating critical race theory, gender identity theory, and diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from government. It also promises to provide tax relief and grow Ontario's economy. The party website says prosperity is best ensured by empowering individuals to improve their personal situation through self-reliance and the maximum enjoyment of the fruits of one's own labor, and can be achieved by providing equal opportunity to participate in a competitive market economy that rewards initiative and innovation, values ethical transactions, protects private property, and ensures security and privacy. The health and well-being of society is improved by strong families in which parents are the primary educators and caregivers of their children and by recognizing the inherent value and dignity of human life from conception to natural death, the party website says. DeMelle ran in the Niagara Centre riding last election for New Blue Party, however he doesn't appear to have a website of his own, and an email to the New Blue Party asking for his contact information has not brought a response. Andrew Seufert, Ontario Party. Andrew Seufert didn't appear to have a website at print time, but is listed as a candidate for the Ontario Party. Its website says its core belief is Ontario sovereignty, ensuring that Ontario, not Ottawa, dictates its own future. To achieve this, we will introduce the Ontario Sovereignty Act, allowing the province to reject harmful federal policies. Additionally, we will establish a banking bill of rights to protect financial independence and demand the same income tax arrangement as Quebec to enhance our fiscal autonomy. It continues. We also believe in direct democracy through referendums, enabling Ontarians to have a decisive voice in shaping the province's policies. This platform is a bold vision for an independent, prosperous, and secure Ontario. Early voting begins Thursday, February 20th and runs until Saturday, February 22nd. In NOTL, early voting taking place at the Anderson Lane Community Centre from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.